IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint.
A critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on RIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program with Brother Yasser and Sayyid Abdullah. Brother Yasser, salam alaikum and welcome to the program.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Again, always a pleasure to be with you, Brother Jawad.
You're welcome. And Sayyid Abdullah, greetings to you.
Wa alaikum salam, brother. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Well, we try to criticize the movie Paul, Apostle of Christ, directed by Andrew Hayat. Of course, we haven't finished in the previous episodes, and inshallah, we'll do that, or we intend to do that in this episode. But before criticizing this movie, let's take a short break by listening to a part of this movie, Paul, Apostle of Christ. Then we'll be back. Don't go away.
I have no powers.
And these stories are not true.
They are all true.
So why do your people boast about your powers?
I've never said these things in my life to boast. I boast only of my weaknesses, so that God's power may rest on me.
Very few men admit weakness, certainly none boast of it.
I boast of it gladly. For this power is sown in weakness.
Back to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on RIB English Radio. We are criticizing the movie Paul, Apostle of Christ, produced in 2018, directed by Andrew Hayat with Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser. Well, Brother Yasser, let me ask you this question at the beginning of this episode. You know, in that part of the movie that I would like to draw your attention to, Paul says, I boast of my weakness gladly, when he's talking to Mauritius, you know, at the end of the movie, when Mauritius becomes somehow, like he becomes favored by sending Luke to his daughter to cure his daughter, right? So he says that he boasts of his weakness gladly, speaking to Mauritius, which surprises Mauritius, right? Because we know that boasting is about positive or strong points, not weak points or negative points, right? It's very similar to the concept of submission, I guess, and that believers pray about their incompetence to God, the all-powerful, isn't it? Isn't it something similar to that this concept?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I mean, yeah. We have it in all du'as and all the supplications that we have from the A'imma alayhim as-salam. For example, in du'a Kumail of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi as-salam, we have, for example, that, you know, the weakness of my skin and the fragility of my bones, for example, and many of the other ones, both physical defects, spiritual defects, mental defects, whatever other defects that we have. This is not something that is looked down upon. It's looked down upon if it causes an individual to become self-hating, if it causes an individual to have what is known as a defeatist attitude. No, this is in relation to something else. You are boasting about your weaknesses in relation to the all-powerful, the almighty.
Right.
A being who has all perfections. A being who has all, you know, kamalat, as they call it, you know, he has everything, and there's no weakness in those things. The deficiency is that, okay, this is again a very philosophical discussion, both in Christianity and in Islam, we have these discussions that occurred. For example, we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or even the Christians say that God is omnipotent. Right. He's omnipotent, yes. And he's all powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But we are also powerful. We also have strength.
Right.
Right? So, like, for example, some Christian philosophers say, no, this is just a play on words.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this whole big discussion on it. Whereas we say no, according to the philosophy that we, especially the Muslim philosophers in the contemporary era, those who follow the Sadrian school of thought, say no. That power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that all power is manifested in His creation to the extent that the creation can manifest.
Mm-hmm.
So it is deficient. And it's good for you to know that it is deficient. And it's a good thing,
Yes. Knowing
that you are deficient, but not deficient in terms of who you are,
mm-hmm.
in relationship to something that is higher than you. It is more, what should we call it, complete than you are. So it's not an issue. It's something good
mm-hmm.
to actually do that, to know your weaknesses.
Yes.
And there's a very beautiful hadith, like when Imam Ali alayhi salam says, that man arafa nafsa faqad arafa rabba.
Right.
He who knows himself knows his Lord. One of the possible explanation is the one who knows himself in his own weaknesses
mm-hmm.
will know his Lord in all his perfections.
Perfections, yes. Thank you very much. Let's take a listen to a short part of this movie in this break. Paul, Apostle of Christ, directed by Andrew Hayat, and then we'll be back criticizing it. Don't go away.
You claim you serve a God who is above all other gods, and yet all I see before me is an old man in chains. Life, a summary of beatings and filthy prison cells.
I deserve worse, but there is grace enough for everyone.
To be rich, not poor. To be powerful, not weak. To have slaves and servants, not be one.
It does not take an intelligent man to look around and know that the world is missing something.
Back to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, with me, Mama Jad, hosting this program with Brother Yasser and Sayyid Abdullah, my guest speakers, helping me criticize the movie Paul, Apostle of Christ, producing 2018, directed by Andrew Hayat. Sayyid Abdullah, in that part of the movie, Mauritius is arguing near the end of the movie. Is arguing about happiness with Paul and Luke after his child got cured. He claims happiness is equal to, like, what he's talking about, like the impression you get from his definition of happiness is equal to the material and physical gains and life, and criticizes them for their misery, criticizes Paul and Luke because they are talking about like the other realms and spirituality and religion and Jesus and that sort of thing. So yet they are in prison under his authority, right? Under his power. Well, basically, what is the definition of happiness and salvation? We know that in lots of verses and hadith corpus, that refers to the Fawzul Azim, meaning the other realm. If you're good, then you're going to heaven. That's the big salvation or happiness with a capital H. So why do divine religions insist on spirituality and immaterial or otherworldly definition of happiness?
Look, you're asking a really big question. What is happiness? There are way two different types of happiness, and happiness, for if I can just summarize it, happiness is a state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
It is something that a result of something else, a satisfaction. Now, it's that sometimes that people get happy and they become this set of mind, and the hormones in their body and the dopamine and all that
mm-hmm.
works is when something happens to them. So sometimes something physical, I give you a gift. And all of a sudden, the dopamine gets released in your body, your hormones, and you become happy in a set of mind.
Mm-hmm.
To some people, it is the material world that gives them that sense of happiness in life. To some people, it's the ideology gives them the sense of happiness in their life. So, for example, with the Muslims and the Mu'mins specifically, it's that we've been told to enjoy happiness of something that is the unseen, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُ بِالْغَيْبِ. Like the Imam al-Ghaib is one of the conditions for a mu'min. Is that so? What satisfies me and what gives me the pleasure
to go through the pains of life, for example, to go through the hassle of life, is that knowing that one day I'm going to enjoy myself, I'm going to be happy. So that right. itself gives me a sense of happiness, a sense of relaxation, a sense of contentment. So happiness, it's just an idea that differs from person to person, because everyone sees his happiness in something else.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't actually pinpoint and say, no, this is happiness.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, so some people see their happiness in wealth. Some people see their happiness in knowledge. Some people see their happiness in, you know, even like things that even don't have value.
Mm-hmm.
So
trivial.
But yeah, but at the end of the day, it's just a state of mind that you put yourself into.
I see. Thank you very much. Let's take a break by listening to a part of the movie, Paul, Apostle of Christ, directed by Andrew Hayat, and then we'll be back criticizing it. Stay with us.
Have you ever been sailing?
Yes.
Imagine yourself looking out at the vast sea before you. You reach down and you put a hand into the water and you scoop it up towards you. Immediately the water starts leaking through your fingers until the hand is empty. That water is a man's life. From birth to death, it is always slipping through our hands until it is gone, along with all that you hold dear in this world. And yet the kingdom I speak of, that I live for, is like the rest of the water out in the sea. Man lives for that cup of water that slips through his fingers. But those that follow Jesus Christ live for that endless expanse of sea.
Back to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on RIB English Radio. And we are criticizing the movie Paul, Apostle of Christ, directed by Andrew Hayat, produced in 2018 with Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser. Brother Yasser, as the last question in this episode, and hopefully to finish off the critique of this movie, despite there are lots of other points that we could have like addressed, unfortunately due to the lack of time we can't really, Paul is talking to Mauritius about how most people like to stick to this life rather than the next world at any cost, right? Especially those people who will think of the material things as their happiness. After Luke cured Mauritius' daughter, of course, he likened, Paul likened this life to the leaking water through the fingers back into the ocean. What a nice simile or analogy. Don't you agree?
It's beautiful. If he actually said it.
Yes.
Because inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, right? Again, you were given something, or you took some. Again, the taking, obviously, all similes and examples in one way take you closer to what you want to actually achieve, but it takes you two steps back as well.
Yes.
Because you have to, you're speaking about a metaphysical reality in a physical form.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, the Day of Judgment, you know, the examples that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave in the Noble Quran, is it going to be like, is it actually going to be a scale in front of you? Or the scale something else,
yes,
the measure. Anyway, it's another whole discussion itself. But the example was beautiful, that very source that gave you life, that life source is going back to that very same life source.
Yes.
So yeah, there was a very beautiful example that he gave. If you give permission about the question of happiness.
Sure. Thank you.
That the answer Sayyid gave will result in relativity, happiness being relative.
Mm-hmm.
However, happiness, if it's something that is good, has to go to something that is real. It has to go to something that is real. So there has to be a real type of happiness. There's a whole discussion, for example, Ibn Sina speaks about it in Isharat.
Mm-hmm.
What is true happiness? And what is true felicity? And we have it in the text, in the ahadith, of what is sa'ada and what is shiqawa.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever is in the line of sa'ada will give you true happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever's in the line of shiqawa or in wretchedness or damnation will give you true unhappiness. These are existential things. And it's not just only a state of mind. It is something real.
Right.
It is something existential. It is something that impacts on the soul. It imprints on the soul. And it is those things that are seen later on.
I see. Okay, thank you very much, Brother Yasser, for your nice comment on the issue of happiness, as well as the contribution to the whole critique of this movie, Paul, along with Said Abdullah. Thank you very much. We try to criticize the movie Paul, Apostle of Christ, directed by Andrew Hayat, produced in 2018. Well, of course, as I've mentioned earlier, due to the lack of time, we can't deal with each and every issue of the movies with these religious themes, but fortunately we try to somehow wrap up everything, like by addressing those specific issues that we deem more important, basically. Thank you very much for being with us, for joining us for this program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. From me and the rest of the crew, we say wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
You will have the strength to do what is right.
Your people died today.
This world doesn't know a thing about love.
Where sin abounds, grace abounds more.